بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Continuing with the masail of zakat Question Is zakat compulsory on goods? The question again Is zakat compulsory on goods? The answer Zakat is compulsory upon those goods which are purchased with the intention of resale. And an entire lunar year passes upon it. The answer again, Zakat is compulsory upon those goods which are purchased with the intention of resale. For example, if a person purchased a vehicle for his own personal use, after using the vehicle or after purchasing the vehicle for his own personal use, he later on decides to sell that vehicle. This vehicle now will not be subject to zakat. Because the masla is that zakat will be paid, zakat is compulsory upon those goods which have been purchased with the intention of resale. This particular vehicle was not purchased with the intention of resale. It was purchased with the intention of using and later on the owner decided to sell that vehicle. So that vehicle in itself is not subject to zakat. Yes, if the owner is successful in selling that vehicle and he received payment for that vehicle and he has that money which he received at the time when his zakat date, when his zakat year ends, he will have to add that money to his zakat. Yes, if that person was successful in the sale of the vehicle and he received payment for that vehicle and he has the cash, the money, the proceeds of that sale with him, when his zakat year comes to an end, he will add that money to his zakat. As far as the vehicle itself is concerned, if a person had that vehicle and he decided to sell that vehicle and his zakat date, his zakat year ended, whilst he still has that vehicle, he has not yet sold it, this will not be deemed as a goods of trade. It will not be considered as stock in trade. Zakat will not be paid on the vehicle itself. Inshallah, we will continue.